If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, the San Juan County Assessor's Office is offering an in-office service day to assist with filing tax exemptions. San Juan Commission is accepting letters of interest for the filing of the open District 3 seat, and the San Juan County Sheriff's Office has received $90,000 toward a new training simulator. You're watching the Local News Roundup, brought to you by Distill Beer, Wine, and Spirits and Ace Hardware of Farmington. I'm Connor Shreve. With the resignation of Representative T. Ryan Lane, San Juan County Commission is now accepting letters of interest from eligible citizens. The commission will select a replacement for the District 3 seat, who will remain through the end of this term only. To be considered, interested parties must live in District 3 and submit their letters of interest, resumes, and supporting documents by 5:30 p.m. April 1st. San Juan County will meet to discuss and review candidates on April 2nd. The San Juan County Assessor's Office and the New Mexico Department of Veterans Services will host an in-office service day on April 2nd. The service day is open to veterans and unmarried surviving spouses of veterans to assist with filing for property tax exemptions. The event is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the San Juan County Assessor's Office in Aztec. Make sure to bring proof of veteran status as well as proof of New Mexico residency. San Juan County Sheriff's Office has received $90,000 for a virtual reality simulator to be used as part of the agency's use of force training. The current training software is a pre-recorded training exercise projected onto a screen for officers to interact with. However, all scenarios are pre-recorded and the scenes play out regardless of the officer's actions, making it an ineffective use of training. The new VR program is more dynamic and provides scenarios that change depending on how the officer reacts. Scenarios include locations such as neighborhoods and schools, shopping centers and parking lots, and a range of characters who depict mentally ill individuals, aggressive individuals, and people under the influence of alcohol and other drugs. Officers using the scenario can attempt to resolve the situation using various techniques, from de-escalation to deadly force. The new training system will be used by not just the Sheriff's Office, but the Regional Police Academy as well, better equipping officers with tools for the dynamic, changing world around them. Learn more about these and other stories online at farmingtonlocal.news. Thanks for watching this edition of the Local News Roundup. I'm Connor Shreve.